Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have guests across the way, as this is typically the day when I would have, usually the last Tuesday of the month, is when I get Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklesure to join the show. But Keith Cocklesure doing some training today, unable to make it in this morning. But I got to tell you, I am pleased to be joined by two replacements. First time on the show, at least first time on my show, Jeff Taylor. How you doing, Jeff?
Not too bad.
Jeff Taylor. Okay, now, what are you, a patrolman, or are you a sergeant, or a general? What's your rank?
Just a patrolman.
You're a patrolman. Yep. Okay. All right. And Jeff is also the DARE officer for the police department. We'll talk to him about that in a little bit. We're also going to talk to Charlie McMean. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing fine.
You want me to call you Charles, Chuck, Charlie? What do you prefer?
Charlie's fine.
Last time you were here, I can't remember what we called you.
I think it was pretty clean. But Charlie's fine.
But I got to tell you, Chuck, I went to school with you. I'm probably going to call you Chuck all the time.
That's fine.
I feel bad, but I've called you Charlie. You played baseball with. See, that's how old we are, Jeff. You're like 10, 15, 30 years younger than me and Chuck.
I wish. Yeah.
Chuck and I were on the same baseball team for like a half a whip stitch before Charlie played on a better team.
McCullough Electric, wasn't it?
That was McCullough Electric. That's right. McCullough and Precision. Yeah,
Precision.
Back in the day. We're going to talk about you've got a basketball tournament coming up, but these two, but Charlie, you're a patrolman too, or you're what's your rank?
Yes, I'm a patrolman too.
Okay, so we're going to talk about things affecting the police department. By the way, you might pull that gum. Did somebody have gum? Sorry about that. I should have said something off the air. I didn't notice. I'm not going to identify which one it was.
Mum's the word.
But there's all kinds of things going on. I tell you what, let's do. Let's start with the basketball tournament, because that's coming up here in about a week and a half, right? And that is a lot of fun. Charlie, how long have you run this basketball tournament?
We've been doing it for 16. This will be the 16th year.
And you've been doing. You instigated the thing, didn't you?
Well, we kind of all, you know, we kind of got talking about it, and then basically we just kind of, I guess I'd say I kind of took control of it.
Grabbed the bull by the horns.
Took over with it, yeah. And you know, actually, when we first started it, we figured it'll last a couple years, 2-3 years, and going on 16.
That's amazing.
But
how many teams, how many folks do you think have played in this thing altogether?
Oh my.
Because you typically get, don't you typically get like 20 or 30 teams or more?
We're, for the open division, we'll look anywhere from 16 to 24.
Yeah.
And the junior high division, it kind of varies. It may go from, say, 10 to about 16, maybe 18.
Well, you get kids from... I presume you get kids from all the junior highs or most of the junior highs in Wayne County. Will you get kids from anywhere outside the county too?
Yeah. We'll get some from White County, Edwards County.
And Tyra Buss. Buss and a few girls came over.
Played against the boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Put on a show.
I'll bet they did. Yeah.
That was junior high, wasn't it?
Yep,
that was junior high.
That was, she's completing her senior or junior now. She's over 2,000 points, I know, at Indiana.
Yeah, I think this is her junior year, if that's right.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Somebody will tell me. That was probably somebody telling me right there. All right, just tell people what's going on. We're talking about this basketball tournament. Tell me all about the basketball tournament, Chuck.
Well, basically, it's going to be March 11th, which is not this Saturday, but the next.
It's the Fairfield Police Association putting it on.
Fairfield Police Association putting it on with the help of the Fairfield Lady Mules basketball team.
You really couldn't do this without their help at all, could you? Those girls have been a big help for a long time.
They've been a big help since 2007. We was having trouble with just having the manpower there. I checked with Tanya at the school. And they took it as kind of a fundraiser for them, too. And basically, they were since 2007 when the first year we did it with them was for Landon Zerlini. Mm-hmm. It was basically to raise money for scholars, scholarship for him, college scholarship. And
good grief, he was young then. That was right after Jerry passed away.
That was right after Jerry passed away. And be honest with you, that was the scariest time for me because I had enough double elimination brackets to go out, I believe it was 36, maybe 38 teams, and I got, I think, 34.
Oh, really?
So I was kind of getting worried there, thinking we was going to have more teams than what I was going to have for a double elimination.
That's a lot of games, Charlie.
That was a bunch.
How do you you're doing this at the grade school, right?
Yes,
we're at
doing
Center
this
Street.
At grade, yes.
Were you doing it at the Center Street school then too?
No, we was at the high school.
Okay. You can you play on these 3-on-3 tournaments. It's all half court, right?
It's all half court. We got two games going at the same time. We used to do it at the high school on it, and we'd always have to do we first started out trying to do it all in one day.
Uh-huh.
And it just got too much, so we was doing it two separate weekends.
Sure.
And actually, we did better on the money-wise because it seemed like we sold more concession for having it two separate, where last year and the year before, I think it was at Center Street 2 years now. This will be the third year. The sales and the concessions just not near as much.
But with there, you can finish it all in one day.
It's all in one day, and that's
probably
a
little bit. Yeah, a little bit better to get, a little bit easier to get manpower, I presume, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was looking at doing this on the 18th, and Tanya Conrad mentioned she had a softball tournament.
Yeah, that's the big winter freeze-out tourney or something like that.
Yeah, and most of the time I think it rains it out usually. But
it does seem like that. It does seem like that. How many teams do you think you'll have compete?
You know what? That always bugs me too because
folks don't reserve, do they?
They don't. And I put on here try to turn in as soon as possible, so I kind of gives me a little heads up. But they'll wait till Monday to turn it in there the 6th. We do have a deadline March 6th, which is the Monday before, and they just wait till the last minute.
How does it work? You'll have you've got the 6th to 8th grade groups and also the open group. It's $50 a team, right?
Yes, $50 a team.
What's the prize?
We do T-shirts for the winning team. And that's what I usually have to address to the adult open division is because they get kind of, when it gets down to about 6 teams or so, they start getting a little physical. And
I was
going to
say, I was wondering how competitive the older guys got. I'm presuming. And, this open class, it doesn't just stop at high school age kids, does it? You've got folks that are old-time gym rats in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the oldest player?
I really don't know. I know there's some guys that come from Effingham, or not Effingham, El Dorado area. I really don't know how old they are, but they're usually pretty, sound, and they usually up there in the top 3 or 4 teams.
30 years old, 40 years old? I mean, you have anybody?
Rick Kirkendall from Albion.
Yeah, Rick Kirkendall from over around Edwards County area. He played in it. Now, he hasn't played in it for a couple years, but, I don't know how old he was, but.
My point is, you get all ages.
We get
in
all
that open
ages.
Crew. You reffing on that thing too, Jeff, or what do you do? You play?
No, I don't play anymore. I can't run up and down the court like that with my knees won't take it. Reffing's bad enough some nights.
So. Well, see, now you probably haven't played Chuck since the first one, have you? Or have you ever been able to play in it?
I've filled in for teams, and somebody hurt, or they. Somebody can't make it for them or running late.
Yeah.
I filled in a couple of times. I don't play much anymore.
Yeah.
Just wears me out too quick.
Well, I'm your age. I know how quickly we can be worn out. But you see, the bad deal is you're in good shape.
not as much as I used to be.
You're in professional shape. Let's put it that way. How's that sound? Okay, so it's $50 a team. And do they need the money by the 6th to you, or can they get it to you in the day of the tournament?
Some of them, the ones that's been in it in the past.
You'll let them slide a little?
I'll kind of let them slide a little, especially in the open division. As long as I got somebody, they'll call me and say, hey, I want a team in it. I kind of talk here with my hands a lot, you notice.
That's fine.
But, you know, they've been in it in the past, and I just have one of them, the team captain, get his phone number, and I call him, and I'll let him take care of the waiver and everything.
Sure.
Now, the waiver for the junior high, well, anybody under 18 has to have a adult or guardian sign the waiver with them. So
high school kids, too.
So high school kids, too. You know, that's the main thing is we do get some of them, you know, they'll come in there and they realize their parent didn't sign that, and then they have to go hunt their parent up and get them to get it signed.
That's probably what makes it handier to have the deadline.
Yeah, and a lot of them, some of them will fax it, and that's fine.
What phone number folks have questions about it?
We got two different phone numbers. One would be the police department, 842-215-3. Yeah. And then mine is 618-516-1021.
And if you have questions about that, the tournament date, it's the 16th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And the funds go to a great cause. They go to the Fairfield Police Association. What do they do? What do those funds do? As well as to the Lady Mules, right?
Yeah, we split it up between, basically we'll do more with them since they give it, you know, the manpower more now. We'll use it. Well, matter of fact, we just bought some flashlights with it for the guys. So
you're using it to help equip the crew, right?
Help equip the crew. It's stuff that maybe our department may not want to purchase.
Yeah.
May not purchase this. And, you know, and then we use it money for that. I don't know what else we bought. I think the first thing we bought just to kind of get the guys involved in it was leather jackets. Yeah,
That's the way to get folks involved. I'm talking with Charles McMean along with Jeff Taylor, Fairfield City Patrolman, and we're going to talk about all kinds of other things. When we return, I'm going to make Jeff talk here in a few minutes. We'll give you a break. How's that feel, Charles?
I'll be fine.
Well, you're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Across the way, I've got Charlie McMean along with Jeff Taylor, and we're talking about some things about the police station and what's going on, what the Fairfield City Police folks do. As Charlie mentioned, we were talking about this 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Again, it's the 16th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It's taking place March 11th. That is a week from this Saturday. It's got junior high divisions along with the eighth, with the open division is high school and older, and $50 per team for three or four players. And this is open to the junior high anyway, and I guess if open would be too, to women players as well as men's players, right? Boys and girls?
It can be co-ed. It can be girls' teams, women's teams.
You mentioned, Jeff, I don't remember, were we on the radio or not, that Tyra Buss played in it.
Yes.
That was probably pretty entertaining.
Yeah, they came over as, was it four girls?
I think it was four girls
came over and played. And you could see the look on some of the boys' faces. I mean,
they're playing girls.
Yeah, we didn't know who they were and anything. And, yeah, we're playing girls. So they started whipping up on some boys' teams. They started taking it serious then.
I think they got second. They got second that year. And actually, they should have beat the boys that year. They should have.
If you need more information, you can call the FPD at 842-2153 or give Charlie a call at 516-1021. Jeff, now kind of a transition. You'll help out at this tournament, I guess, right? Quite a bit.
I usually do. I'm actually off that weekend.
So you're out of town.
Yeah, my son has a basketball tournament. So
he's not playing there?
No, he's on a travel team with Ryan Rice.
Oh, good. So, where's he going to go?
See, this weekend they got one at Princeton, and next weekend I think it's
Louisville. How old is your boy?
12, sixth grade.
Okay. See now, so that'll be fun. You just miss it this year. Jeff is the DARE officer also at the grade school. As DARE officer, tell me, how long you been DARE officer?
I went last February to DARE training, and then I did...
What all does that entail?
How
long's DARE training?
2 weeks.
No kidding.
Yep, 2 weeks.
Where?
I went to Plainfield.
Illinois?
Yes.
I got to wonder, what do they teach you in 2 weeks?
Basically, they just teach you.
Charlie did it for 9 years. Charlie, how long was your training 10 years ago?
It was 2 weeks, too.
Is that right? So what do they train you?
Well, they go over the curriculum, and basically what they teach you, probably they go over the curriculum the least amount.
Oh, really?
What they teach you is how to teach.
No kidding. Yep. So you're getting a crash course on how to act in front of a classroom, I guess, right?
Yes.
How many classrooms do you guys does the FPD cover? Just the here in town, or being the DARE officer, I didn't know if they farmed you out to other schools or not.
No, just here in town. I do kindergarten. Sorry, first grade at Northside, and right now I'm doing the sixth grade at Center Street because they got skipped last year from when Charlie went out and I came in.
Oh, I see.
So I did the fifth grade in the fall. I'm doing the sixth grade now in the spring at Center Street.
How much does that entail, Jeff? Are you there like 1 hour a week? Are you there?
I'm there about 2 hours. I do two classes,
and
it's 10 weeks long. Northside is, that curriculum is about anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, and it's 8 weeks long.
One can only assume that the two curricula are entirely different from each other.
Very different, very different.
What do you teach a kindergartner about the? DARE is drug
awareness resistance education.
Drug awareness resistance education. Okay, what do you teach kindergartners?
Kindergartners is mainly, I guess you could say, common sense stuff.
Yeah.
Safety outside. There's a little bit, which is the touchy one, is stranger danger.
Yeah,
because you don't want to scare the kids. You don't want them to think that everybody that they don't know is out to get them. I don't want them to go away thinking that.
No, that probably is can be a little touchy.
It is. It's probably the touchiest one out of all 8 weeks of it. It's the worst one.
Is that right?
But mainly it's just like what to touch and what not to touch at home, chemicals, bleach, stuff like that. What looks good may not always be good. You know, so it's just to be careful. Ask parent for permission. Be careful outside, crossing the roads, you know, stuff like that.
In talking to Keith over the years and Charlie over the years, I'm presuming you're also trying to teach familiarity and with police officers and making sure that you guys are a part of their lives and a friend.
Yes, we've been doing walkthroughs at the grade school for 6 or 7 years. You think, Charlie?
Gosh, I don't even.
Sandy Hook?
It's been, yeah, I guess it has been probably about that.
However long Sandy Hook was.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
At least 5 years.
Five or six.
Yeah, so, and it's, you can see a big difference from when we first started going through to now.
What do you notice? Yeah, what are the differences from five or six years ago to now? People 6 years ago, they'd just kind of be their eyes would pop open or something like that when they saw you coming?
Yeah, when we first started doing the walkthroughs, of course, you know, kids in the hallways or in the classroom, they'd see you walk by, and it was all, look, there's a police officer in our school.
He's picking somebody up.
Yeah, someone would
bringing a ticket.
Yeah, someone would be scared or someone would just be excited that they're seeing somebody they're not used to seeing.
Yeah.
And now it's,
You're just another fly on
kids,
the wall.
I mean, the kids, they'll see me in the hallway. They give me high fives. They give you hugs. And then sometimes they just, you know, wave and go on. Like, hey, I saw you yesterday and I saw you the day before, but, you know, not a big deal. Yeah. So, I mean, they, what's I guess what's funnier is if, like, I'm out at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my plain clothes.
Sure.
And I'll have some little kid run up to me and give me a hug. And then their parents are like, who is this guy? You know, because the parents don't know who I am, you know. Yeah. And I got to say, hey, I'm his DARE officer, you know. Or, oh, you know. So, but, yeah, that's, I mean, so they're not only relating to you in uniform, but also out of uniform.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So they, now you've, so you did, this is your first year then at the kindergarten level then, I guess, right?
Yes.
Have you been surprised at how you've been received by either the kindergartners or by the sixth graders? Because you've been going through the school on the walkthroughs anyway. Are you surprised by how you're treated in the classroom? I presume they're I got to tell you, when I was in kindergarten, if a policeman had come into the classroom, I'd have freaked out anyway because he's carrying a gun and a sap and a billy club, and I'd be afraid he's going to start beating me because,
right.
Well, I wasn't the best behaved child.
Well, you know, I usually go in the week before, especially uh-huh. with the kindergarten.
Yeah.
The fifth and sixth grade classes aren't so inquisitive per se. But
yeah.
The kindergarten class, I go in the week before, hand out pencils and markers, erasers, and stuff like that. And then I explain to them what all I have that I carry with me at work.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they ask questions. And, of course, everybody wants to be handcuffed and stuff like that.
So you don't have handcuffs small enough, probably.
No, they usually don't fit on them. But so that, you know, I go through all that so they're not so
freaked out.
Yeah, or inquisitive on what
you're doing.
You know, for 6 weeks, I wanted to know what that is, and I finally get a chance to ask you.
Oh,
you know?
I see. So, okay, basically, yeah, you've got that one square on your belt, which is the taser or something.
Right.
And somebody's been staring at it for 6 weeks trying
right.
to figure out. So you've already explained it so that they don't think anything about it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I tell them, you know, I said, hey, you know, when I'm walking through the hallway, if you want to give me a high five, if you want to come up and give me a
sure.
hug, that's fine. Just don't grab anything that's
no.
that's on the belt,
yeah.
you know. So
that's pretty good. Tell me about the sixth graders, the sixth grade classes that you see. What do they – the curriculum, I guess, is for the fifth graders, but you're giving them to them now because you weren't there last year.
Right.
What are your reactions in the classroom? And tell me a little bit about that curriculum.
Well, the sixth grade class is different in its own because that's my son's class, too.
Really?
So I know
– So you know
– I know a lot of the kids on a different level
yeah.
from that. So some of them who have been around me know my sense of humor when I – do the stupid dad jokes
yeah.
you know, that we all do to our kids.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, Regan and a few of his friends will laugh.
Yeah.
Other kids just kind of look at me. I'm like, hey, guys, it's okay to have fun. You know, it's not.
Do they have to, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Do they have to be, what's the attitude of today's kid? I guess my question is, what's the attitude of to get today's kid toward a police officer?
I think they treat me pretty well, actually. You know, I mean, they pay attention. They do their classroom work that we're doing. We do a lot of group work where mm-hmm. we split them off into groups of three or four kids to do a skit.
Specific activity
yeah.
or
and
something.
And they'll have to, last week they had to stand up and do a small skit. So some of them were a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
Most of them did fine. And they've not really gotten out of control or anything with me. So, I mean, they pay attention. I haven't caught any of them sleeping yet, so that's a good thing.
Well, it is drug awareness resistance education. What are you teaching them? I mean, teaching them to stay away from, if they see some kind of pipe on the ground, run like the wind or something?
Well, and it's kind of shifted more towards where it's not just about drug awareness. It's more towards making better decisions in your life.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's like, it's not just pound, you know, drugs are bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down their throats for 10 weeks. It's,
right.
It's how to take the right path.
Good choices.
It's how to make good choices in. If these people are doing this and you don't want to do that, then
don't
make a
it.
Different choice.
Yeah.
You know, don't fall into peer pressure. Don't.
Yeah. I guess know. that's probably, you guys are parents. I guess that's something kids got to be reminded all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. I've told my, you know, all of them that, you know, just because your friends jump off a bridge don't mean you have to, too.
Yeah.
You know, of course, like, then you get the, well, never again.
I'm not going to do that again, Dad. It wouldn't be fun. Well, I tell you what, you say you just started doing it, but you've been a patrolman for how many years? How'd you get away from Chuck?
I've been here since 99, so.
You're right there, 17.
Yeah. Whoa. So, me and Charlie worked day shift together for several years there, and he's at nights now.
So, you saw that Charlie was basically slacking off in the day whenever he was going into the dare. He was able to be lazy or something? Is that what you mean?
Well, he went to nights, and it's hard getting off at 5 or 6 in the morning and then coming back and doing dare all day long. So tough.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm glad he's in here today, because whenever I talked to him about coming on the show today, he started bringing up his schedule about how, you know, being on the night shift, this was not going to be possible for him. Charlie, I must appreciate that. Must tell you, I do appreciate that.
And matter of fact, I had to stay over an hour today because we had a call I had to help on, and so it was actually 7 o'clock before I got home this morning.
Well, are you okay? Do you need to go home take a nap?
Oh no, I'm okay. I'm pretty well awake now, so. Tonight I'll make up for it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, all right. That's great. Talking to Jeff Taylor and Charlie McBean. They are Fairfield City patrolmen. We're talking about all kinds of different things. I'm going to talk a little bit more about their jobs when we return here. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a bit. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got guests across the way. It's Jeff Taylor along with Charlie McMean. We've been talking about a variety of different things. And actually, I got to tell you, that was pretty good in the break. We were talking about some of the different teaching methods that you guys are taught up there. And because they're just not throwing you into a classroom, are they?
No.
And that makes... and. We kind of glossed over it a little bit earlier. That 2 weeks was pretty intense.
It seems like. I mean, it's not a vacation like you hope it would be for being gone for two weeks.
Yeah, being gone for 2 weeks in Plainfield. Now, I've been to Plainfield. I've got a friend who lives up there. There, you can go to the next town and have fun. Not much in Plainfield,
right.
But you can go to the next town and have fun. But there, you guys were working out.
Yeah, there wasn't. I think my first night there, that first Monday when I met everybody that was in my group, one of the guys said, "Hey, let's all go get dinner tonight."
Yeah.
So I was the only one that showed up. So it was just me and him went and ate at one of the local restaurants, you know.
Sure.
And after that, it was – by the time I drove back from the Plainfield PD to my hotel, a lot of times it was – run through Hardee's or McDonald's.
Because you had to get ready.
I had homework to
prep
do.
For tomorrow,
yeah.
For the next day, didn't
yep.
you? That's, you know, you mentioned that within a week you were doing a half an hour class. That's pretty quick for somebody who has no public speaking experience.
Yeah, they throw you right in. Of course, what was good about our group, I guess all our instructors, the lady who put it together up there wanted the what she called the A-team for the DARE instructors. I mean, these are guys from all over the nation, you know, that come. And they were all there to make you pass, not to make you fail.
Yeah.
Like
they were there to help you.
Yes. If you struggled, if you did bad in a certain area, they wouldn't bash you in front of everybody. They'd take you off to the side and they'd say, hey, here's what you need to improve on. Here's what you need to do. Don't stand still when you teach. You need to move around about the classroom. So that
it makes you more comfortable.
Yeah, so that the attention's on you moving instead of just standing behind the podium. Kids get bored.
Yeah.
So move around. Some of the other students that were there got to where they were using props. Somebody raised their hand for a question. They'd toss them a foam football or something, you know, so they, you know, made kids encourage them to answer the question, you know.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I'll get to play catch with the teacher if I raise my hand.
Are you surprised? Are you having fun doing it?
Oh, yeah. They told you up there, when you start doing DARE, you'll be a rock star. And I thought, maybe that's a little overboard.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much with the fifth and sixth graders, but I can definitely tell you with the first grade class.
Yeah.
Those kids that are in my DARE class, you have hands-on, eyes, attention, the whole 15, 20 minutes I'm in there.
That's pretty good. I liked hearing that. That's like I said, I'm talking to Jeff Taylor. He's the DARE officer here in Fairfield, along with Charlie McMean, the former DARE officer here in Fairfield. We've been talking about the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And Charlie, tell me, you mentioned the funds raised go to different equipment additions, I guess, would be the best way to put it for the police department. What do you got your eyes on? What's next in the line in the technology for the police department? What are you guys looking at now? What do you need new? What do you need new? I like your trucks.
Well, I tell you what, the trucks are nice. We've got room in them. We got room.
Yeah, do the trucks work better? You guys were both there in the days of the sedans.
Yeah.
Do the trucks work better than the sedans?
Come wintertime when it snows, it's so much easier just to flip that into four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Than it is to have to call the garage and have Dee and Robbie put chains on. Sometimes it'll be on a Saturday morning and we get 4 inches of snow from Friday to Saturday night. You got to call them in, put chains on. Then once the roads get plowed, you can't run your chains.
No, that's you'd have to drop them off.
It's running down a washboard country road, you know, so you got to pick the roads that have snow on them still, or you got to call Dee and Robbie to come back in and garage tech.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's flip it over to four-wheel drive, it's so much easier.
I've always wondered, and I haven't looked at haven't, thank goodness, knock wood, haven't been in the back seat of a truck yet. And I was never in the back. Well, I was in the back seat of a sedan from time to time, just playing around.
Is that what you call it?
That's why I was just messing around. Back in the day, in the sedans, do you still have the glass in the trucks?
Yep. So have the cage,
the cage,
the partition, where you
is
call it.
Back in the day, the trucks were the sedans were drunk proofed, if you know what I mean. The seats in the back, they weren't very comfortable. Let's put it that way. Do they put new equipment in those trucks?
Well,
the seats.
I think what you mean with our old cars had that hard,
hard chair.
Now we don't have that chair for ours.
Yeah, they're leather. They're cloth seats, and are they leather?
Leather or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Well, you don't get back there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't get back there.
Only time we get back there is when we have to do our weekly check for make sure we got all the.
Well, we're supposed to check it every shift to make sure nothing's falling down.
Your shift,
our shift. Your
shift check is what you're doing.
But
Charles,
we do weekly checks on it too. Each of us.
What do you have to look for?
Well,
what's the check for?
Each week, one of us are assigned to check to make sure all of the forms are in the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
All the
make sure that you got plenty of forms.
Make sure we got plenty of forms. You know,
equipment's not broken or missing,
sure something
taken out, not put back, something like that.
We just
so
documented on a little checklist we have.
I guess that makes sense. That's handy. You know, I can understand. You guys don't get back there. Is it? How are they? Would a fellow my size fit, Charlie?
Oh yeah, there's
more room back there than there is in the cars.
Yeah, the cars, you didn't have no room for your feet. This here, I can get back in there, and I mean it. Easy to set in.
Not that I ever want to find out.
The cars, you know, you almost probably had to set in them sideways.
Yeah.
The trucks, there's A lot of room.
Difficult to get into, too, for a guy my size. The cars. Without your head bumping.
Right.
Now, the trucks, you know, we've got to kind of be a little more cautious because we got to, you know, a lot of times we got to get them to step up. And then, you know, we try to make sure we got them seat belted in. It makes it tough to seat belt them, too. You almost got to have two people so you're not
lean
all the way across where you can just hand it to the guy on the other side.
Whenever you do patrol with the trucks, though, it's by yourself, right,
for
the
most part? Yes.
Yeah, because is the second seat taken up with the computer, or do you have room in there if somebody wants to get in the second seat?
Most of us carry a
laptop.
Well, no. we got the laptop in the truck, but then most of us carry a small bag that you throw in the passenger seat, may have...
Your stuff.
Yeah. Snacks, extra ammo.
Your stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stuff like that. So.
Sure.
That's first aid kit that, you know.
I'm getting an entirely different perspective talking to the patrolman as opposed to talking to the chief. You guys are out there on the front line doing it, aren't you? How often do you – all right, now, chief wouldn't tell me, but how many – what's your quota for pullovers during the month? That's a joke. That's half a joke. You don't have one is the thing, right?
Correct. We don't. Quotas are illegal. So
are they really?
Yes.
Wow. Since when?
I don't know.
Since forever? Make up something.
5 years ago. I don't know.
Well, that's cool. That's good. That's good. So y'all use the same trucks then? Yeah, your microphone's hot, Charlie.
Yeah, we've got four trucks.
Four trucks. Do you have one in particular you like? I mean, do you have one you would typically use, or does it matter to you?
They're both about the same. The seats are a little different. I like 725 better than I like 726. So
the new one sits a little different, seems like.
I think it seats higher.
Yeah. Now, I remember whenever you bought them, one of the things was about mileage. Are you having to go to the gas station as much or go to the pump?
I think they're about the same.
Well, that works out a lot better for you then, doesn't it?
Yeah, usually Charlie fills up pretty good for me, so I don't have to get gas in the morning, except the afternoon shift. So.
Then when it comes back to me, I'm on...
You're empty. You're on empty, and you got to fill it up. It seems like it's working out that way.
Always the night guys.
The night guys are the ones filling up.
When everything's locked up, too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you guys are keeping a tight ship down there. How do you like that? How's the new parking lot working out for you?
Good.
I like it. Like coming in on that east side, that makes it handy.
It's a lot shorter from the truck to the door when it's raining.
Well, see, it's raining and you're bringing somebody in. Yeah. It's a lot shorter and easier to get there, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That was kind of interesting on whether you were going to get that for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think he was pushing it there to the limit there at the end. Matter of fact, I think.
I know they had some bum weather for it.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I do appreciate you coming in. Charlie is in charge of the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. The Fairfield Police Association hosting their 16th annual 3-on-3 tournament. That's next Saturday the 11th. Not this week, but 10 to 11 days from now.
Yeah.
Divisions are junior high, 6th to 8th grade, and also open high school or older. The entry fee, $50 a person for teams of 3 to 4 players. Going to get, have you heard from some of the top players in the area?
No, and that's $50 a team, not $50 a person.
Did I say that wrong?
Well, you said person.
I may have.
But it's $50 a team.
$50 a team.
I called the teams from last year in the men's open, and then I had a thing from the year before and contacted some on it. There's some of them saying, you know, they're planning on being in it. And
we had that state tournament Colts team. You got some of those kids coming up?
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
I haven't got anything yet. Like I said, Bruce, they won't send nothing in until Saturday, Sunday.
Last day.
And thing is, you know, I know I put a deadline as Monday. I usually don't draw it up to Wednesday, so it kind of gives me a day or two there in case something's coming in the mail and it's got, you know, sidetrack somewhere. And like I said, I'm always having somebody call the last minute. I look at it as, if I know about it before I start drawing it up, I'll put them in it. But but it's just kind of one of them things. If I don't put a deadline, then they'd come in Saturday morning try to.
So folks, if you're interested, make a phone call to the Fairfield Police Department at 842-2153, or for that matter, you can give Chuck a call at 618-516-1021. Hey, fellas, great day. Thanks very much for coming in. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.